B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, here we go. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
It's Friday, and we're finally going to score. Yeah.
That's one of my favorite ones that you do. I don't know. It just cracks me up so much. You know what I need to go back and watch that I have not watched is Beavis and Butthead Do America. I have not seen that in I don't know how long. And it's a classic. It's a classic in my mind. Maybe that's
it's got a great lot of Bruce Willis is in it. Who's the girl? Is it Zellweger?
Is that who it is?
Who plays that? Who plays the girl?
I gotta look it up now because I said
I know, Brock, you know the woman I'm talking about, the cartoon, the hot cartoon. You probably watched it a few times.
Of course. Let's see. No, it was Demi Moore. Was it Demi Moore?
Oh, I think it was because they were married at the time.
Yeah, she played Dallas Grimes.
Wow.
And Bruce played Muddy Grimes. That's right.
Yep, Muddy.
We're going to Las Vegas, and we're going to score.
I like the old lady in the bus. I'm going to go play some slots.
There's lots of slots in Las Vegas.
It's just so stupid. Like, it's so dumb. It's so dumb, but it's so fantastic.
That's hilarious. They get lost at the dam. We need to go back and watch it again.
Yeah, that's one that you put on, and it's just great mindless entertainment. That you don't need to think. You just sit there and laugh, and it's great.
They find Beavis and Butthead's dad. Dad's in the desert. They start tripping out and goes into a Rob Zombie, music video.
It's so great. Mike Judge is a genius, dude. Anyway, I digress. We got to get to it. Your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Of course, as always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, Corey Taylor has teased the first video from his upcoming solo album. The clip on Twitter doesn't offer much info. Taylor says that the song says the song's name, but it's ultimately bleeped out. But visually, it does involve some sort of wrestling belt that he has the initials CMFT on it, which is probably Corey MF and Taylor. Taylor's solo album is expected to be released in September. You know what? Whether you like Corey Taylor or Slipknot or Stone Sour, that's besides the point. He is one of the hardest working guys in the rock industry, in the music industry as a whole. Yeah, because again, he has stuff with Slipknot that he does. He has stuff with Stone Sour that he's working on, and now solo stuff. It's like, good God, man, just take a nap. You're tiring me out. But he keeps producing awesome stuff, and more power to him, dude.
I just saw an interview with him. I think it was him, or maybe it was somebody else in the band of Slipknot, talking about this year and the new mass. And I guess everybody in the band is just like, dude, why did we sign up for this? Why did we sign up for the mask thing? Because, dude, it's miserable doing that on stage because it gets so hot. It's hot regardless with nothing on. You know, then you throw these rubber masks. They're probably not even rubber anymore. They're probably professionally made masks, but still.
Yeah,
you just
still
sweat your ass off, dude. Yeah. Especially Slipknot being a heavy metal band. You're always moving. You're always headbanging. You're always kind of running around stage.
If you think playing Pulse of the Maggots on stage under those lights in a mask in full costume isn't going to make you sweat your balls off, you're dead wrong.
I think it's worth it, though. For the viewing experience is just so much better with the mask, though.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Awesome.
I love the story, like how they come up with the masks and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Honestly, Corey's last one was super, super scary. I don't know if it's still the same one he's using, but the one with it was less cartoonish in a sense. So it was very it was like almost realistic. And you're like, hey, man.
What's he wear? The Leatherface kind of one?
His was very Leatherface-esque. It was like he took pieces of skin from other people and put them together in a mask and on his face. So
terrifying. Yeah. Love it.
Love it, man. So there you go. Look for Corey Taylor's solo album coming out in September. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1997, Blink-182 released their breakthrough album, Dude Ranch. It was their second album, the right one. It was the one before Enema. And this really was one that kind of got them into commercial success. It featured the song Damn It. Also one of my favorites that never gets nearly enough love, which is I'm Sorry. I love that song.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
So
this was really the one that kind of got them into that more commercial success. Damn It did pretty well on the charts. And I think this one got to like 47 on the album charts, something like that. So really got them in there. And then we had Enema, and the rest is history, as they say. There you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.